Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lucrit Lau. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball four. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels catches it and throws to first to double up Courtney. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball four. Michaels moves to second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lenhart, who is chasing the ball. Murray reaches third base with a triple. Michaels scores. McGee goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Courtney for a passed ball. Murray scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lenhart, who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lauren Babe now playing third base. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Lenhart moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritlau strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokoz for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dyke moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyke scores. Courtney moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Courtney scores. Berry moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Les Moss pinch hits for Lucrit Lau. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to third. Hunter moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. McGee reaches second base with a double. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Astroth pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Bishop now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-3 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Roy Severs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kokos moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bishop fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball towards right. Lenhart catches it and throws to first to double up Philly. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bishop fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Zernial moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zernial scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Satchel Paige now pitching. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray bunts towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to third. McGee moves to second. One out. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cocos. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Michaels scores. McGee scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-4 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DeMaestri moves to second. 2 outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-2 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Babe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Groth is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-4 in the game. Cocos takes first base on ball 4. Wertz moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.